Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Weight Loss Injection Revolution podcast. I am now more than 2 weeks post injection. I am down a pound from when I went off the injections. I have started weightlifting again. It's baseball season. You can see my green Dodger jersey. Dodgers won their first game of the year in the middle of the night this morning over in Korea. So I'm excited about that. But I just wanted to give you an update on my weight loss journey, because all along this hasn't been just about the injections and staying on them forever. I lost 38 pounds in 7 months, and now I'm somewhere between 39 and 40, because all along we've talked about this being a lifestyle change, right? The weight loss injections, and there's so many different ones now, are just a way to really kickstart that and change your lifestyle. And it gives you really just a basis to not be hungry and to start on these injections. And, you know, my wife lost more than 50 pounds. We've interviewed so many different guests that my commitment to you is that I will take you on this journey with me. And so I wanted to do a post-injection update. It's been 2 weeks. I have not started to gain weight back, but I am, you know, completely committed to that not happening, right? So I wanted to give you that update. I'm sticking with my yogurt and blueberries with granola for breakfast. I am still sticking with my lunch plan of kind of having a salad where a little protein at lunch, trying not to change what I started. And I want to encourage you to do the same. If you haven't listened to each of our prior episodes, I would encourage you to do that. We had some great recent interviews with a doctor and with somebody who kind of coaches the med spas on different tips and hacks for your journey, because every single person is different. You know, in a weird way, I continue to have a little tiny bit of nausea, which is all I had when I was on the injections. But for me, nausea is short-term, temporary, and maybe a little bit of the regurge too. Neither of those things were ever terribly bad for me on the injections. But I'm just curious, is it because I'm way more in tune with it now than I used to be when it comes to the side effects of being on the injections, right? There's so much research coming out now and new medication, GLP-1s that are dual and triple inhibitors. And they're, you know, all this science that's just not just one way of telling your brain you're not hungry, but slowing down your digestive system in addition, and just three different ways to convince your body that you're not hungry. Well, I need some like head makeup. Look, it's shiny in here. Those lights are shining off my head. So guys, I just wanted to take a kind of what I call a solo take show and update you on my journey. So I've started weightlifting again, because remember, I try to mention this as often as possible. One of the bits of research about the injections that could be considered negative, or at least something to be aware of, is that you're burning a higher percentage of muscle on the injections than with traditional other weight loss programs. So it's closer to 30% of the weight you lose is muscle as opposed to fat. Whereas on other traditional diets, it was closer to 20%. Why? We're not sure yet. They're not sure. I shouldn't say we. I'm not doing the research. But more importantly than why is what are you doing about it? Talked with the doctor on our last show about, for me, I'm in, you know, taking in more protein. She was really high on a lot of high water foods and calories. And there's supplements out there too. We've had folks that focus on the gut and supplements come on and say, be conscious and talk to your doctor about what type of supplements you're using. But guys, this show is as much about what you're going to do after the injections as it is what you're doing while on the injection.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So where do you go from here? Look, plenty of our guests have said, I have no problem. Physicians, dietitians, very reputable, have said no problem with you staying on the injections forever. So let's just put that out there, okay? You can stay on these injections forever if you want. First of all, problem number one, that's expensive, right? Your insurance probably isn't going to cover it forever in most cases, if at all. Number two, and I had some people reach out after I made this comparison before, but like the COVID shots when they were new, okay, you can argue for or against all you want, but the reality is there's only a body of research that's now 3.5 years old, and with the GLP-1 inhibitors, Ozempic, Zepbound, all the others, okay, it's about the same age, if not a little bit younger. Okay. We did start reading about Ozempic in 2020. So there's research out there, but it's about the same length as the body of work on COVID. And so argue all for or against, and people would say, well, you've been arguing for by doing a podcast on this, for the last 3 months. Not necessarily arguing for, but trying to educate and reminding you all that I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm just somebody who used the injections, did them for 7 months, lost 38 pounds with the goal, the specific goal of changing my lifestyle. And I'm fairly confident that I did that and have done that. So now is the real challenge. And you might remember, if you didn't listen to the episode with Nurse Deb, she was really probably the biggest contrarian I've interviewed on the show, where she just kind of said, hey, Josh, if you're going to be disciplined after, then why are you doing the shots at all? Because just be disciplined now. And my answer to her was, well, because I've always been disciplined for a few months at a time and it just never worked. So this helped me get where I want to go, train my body, 7 months of the same meal plan, being able to have a cheat day and split something I really like with my wife, or have a couple of French fries when my kid orders French fries or mac and cheese, something like that, and still feel like, hey, I had a good day, right? I had a good day from a nutritional standpoint. So guys, we're cheering for you. To not just drop the pounds, but keep them off, and to change your lifestyle. Listen to those the show titled Four Steps to Start Your Injection Journey. If you haven't already, there's four critical steps. We've also done steps to consider when you're going off of the injections. And again, guys, what have I focused on the last 2 weeks? I focused on the same meal plans because it's a lifestyle change. I focused on ramping up not just my exercise, but my weight training, resistance training. And let me give you kind of a side point on that, okay? You all, if you're my age, in your 50s, even in your 40s, you know your goal weight. You know what your body thinks your weight is. Of course, it's always like 8 to 10 pounds, at least more than you think it should be, right? But you know what that weight is. And so when you start the injections, you want to get down to that weight. This is one of my quirks, and everybody has diet quirks, but this is why I didn't want to do any weight training when I was on the injections, because I knew where I wanted to get. So I could say, hey, I haven't been this low in 14 years. This is a healthy weight for my age, my height, my lifestyle. Now let's put some muscle mass back on, right? So that might be a weird, awkward approach to it, but I know we all have these quirky things when we diet. And so for me, it was that I didn't want to do weight training until I was done. So now I know about where I'm weighing in at 216, 217. My goal was to get down to 209, just so I could say I got under 210. But what kind of one of my excuses as to why I was okay stopping short of that on the injections, because I'm still trying to drop that weight. But I actually did do some aggressive weight training for about 4 months before I started the injection. So maybe that 209 was never realistic. Maybe I did put on a few pounds of muscle mass. Maybe I lost some of it when I was on the injections. But maybe, my true north, for whatever the right term is, goal weight should have been closer to 212 or 213, based on the fact that for the first time in, 15 or 20 years, I did some weight training right before. So, guys, you know your body, you know your goals, you know your superstitions, you know your mindset, you know what clothes you look good in. You know, what's weird for me is I hate wearing jeans now because they're all baggy. Even if you buy smaller jeans, it just feels awkward to me. And then, you have all these new kind of issues with clothes that you haven't dealt with, but those are good problems to have, right? So yeah, those are problems we can all look forward to. And so, guys, I just wanted to give you a 2 week update on my Ozempic journey. I took semaglutide. I ramped. So just to kind of give you the whole 7 month spiel, I was up almost 50 pounds over where I wanted to be. 45, give or take, and I wanted to lose 40 at a minimum. And after 7 months, I just kind of said, "Look, I need to go off these shots. It's gotten very expensive for my wife and I, and I want to prove to myself, and I want to prove to my listeners that I can do this." And so we did at our clinic. We went to a clinic. We started with a half a shot the first 2 weeks, and then we went to a full shot. We did lose weight that first month because we were already programmed. We followed those 4 steps, and a bunch of it came off the first 2.5, 3 months. I plateaued by choice, kind of honestly, not an excuse, from Thanksgiving until a week after New Year's, because it's my wife's birthday and we like to go celebrate. And then mid-January, I decided to kick it back in and lost a few more pounds. So I kind of proved that on the injections, you can splurge a little bit during the holidays and not put on a ton of weight, because I only put on a handful of pounds, like 3 or 4 pounds, as opposed to what I normally would do, 10 or 15 during December. Because what I saw, I ate. I just did it in moderation. And now, after 7 months, I'm off the injections. 2 weeks post-injection, I'm down just over a pound from when I got off. Really excited about that. That's a healthy, kind of scalable weight loss. I'm hoping to drop maybe 5 more pounds before I say, "Hey, this is a healthy weight. Let's plateau." But I am starting to put muscle mass back on. So, hey guys, thanks for listening. I haven't done a healthy go-to meal in a while. So let me just think of one off the top. Let me just say this: wouldn't it be cool if convenience stores and grocery stores had an end cap where it was like, "Hey, 150 calorie meals or less on this shelf, 200 or less here, and 300 up here." Everybody's gonna say, "Oh, they do have that, don't they?" I think sometimes at Trader Joe's or something, you might see a sign that says that, but I actually think it should be a permanent end cap on the go. It's funny because now, if you go to 7-Eleven, like when I was a kid, like they didn't sell pizza and burritos at Taco Bell, or excuse me, at 7-Eleven, except for in the frozen food section, right? Now, this whole generation of people goes there for lunch and they get a full pizza for $4, and it's actually not something you make fun of, right? Like, who would have thought? Like, we used to go, "That's like, you're getting pizza at 7-Eleven? That sounds disgusting." Nowadays, very normal, part of this new generation. So why can't they just make that change for us older people that want to eat healthier and put a little end cap there that says, "Here's your lunch, Josh, pick one. It's under 200 calories, and hopefully one of these things you like." So anyway, that's my spiel for today, guys. I really don't have a oh, here's a go-to. They're selling pickle chips now at the convenience store, or dill pickles that, in a weird way have 0 calories and 0 carbs. It's almost like drinking water, but it can fill your stomach. So if you haven't ever tried the pickle trick, that's a good one to kind of fill your stomach and maybe trick your mind and stomach into thinking that you had something to eat. So thanks for tuning in. This is my 2 week update. Hopefully the post-injection updates will continue to be good. And thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss Injection Revolution podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.